Enjoy a weed-free summer at the lake, courtesy of Aquaside. One easy application of Aquaside pellets can eliminate weeds and lake muck.
Ew!
Aquaside has been trusted by hundreds of thousands of lake homeowners since 1960. Neglecting aquatic weeds can hamper recreational activities like swimming and boating. Lake weeds can also provide breeding habitats for insects. Make your lake shore beautiful this summer with Aquaside. Call 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and scorenorth.com.
What does JJ have to prove to himself in year two?
Proving to myself is really just getting better at the weaknesses I feel that I have. Going back to the beginning of the offseason, I just looked at all of the things that I needed to work on. Mm-hmm. Just strengthening my balance, just strengthening my hands, just doing some of the little things that would improve my game to an ultimate level. So going into this season, I'm very confident in my game and excited to, you know, what I have next to come.
Oh, hello there, and welcome to Purple Daily. A Write That Down Wednesday here, presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL, Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, executive producer Declan Goff, Daily Vikings Entertainment here on Purple Daily. And like we said yesterday, a big thank you to everyone who is part of this community, whether you listen to the podcast version, whether you catch us on the radio in the Twin Cities between 5 and 6 o'clock on Score North Radio, whether you are a member of our YouTube community. We appreciate you helping us set a new Purple Daily download and consumption record in May. May, not even like during the season, not even like the lead up to draft. Freaking May.
Minicamp time. OTAs.
I guess, man.
That's what people are starved for, the OTAs.
Feed me more OTAs. Yeah. Here's the latest before we get to Write That Down predictions and Pete Prisco's top 100 list. The offensive line is, I'm getting this from our friend Courtney Cronin, ESPN.com. The starting offensive line, the first team offensive line, is still Rashad Hill at left tackle, Ezra Cleveland at left guard, Garrett Bradbury at center, Dakota Dozier at right guard, and Brian O'Neill at right tackle. Did you say that there seems to be a groin issue?
Christian Darrisaw has Zim did a Zoom call today, and I guess fessed up that Christian Darrisaw is not practicing right now because of a groin tweak. Unlike Mitch Garver, who just took a baseball to the groin, which looked far more painful than tweaking one's groin, because that's a muscle problem. That'll heal quickly.
He literally has a baseball replacing his left.
No, don't even go there. I'm just saying I wouldn't.
Hey, everybody. Mitch Garver here. I'm ready to get back in the lineup. Anybody want to take some batting practice before the game? Huh? Play some catch?
Don't Mitch Garver will return as a right fielder. Write that down.
He's out there in full armored gear.
I'm done catching.
Oh, my God. All right, let's hit it, Declan. Let's dive into some Write That Down accountability here.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah. That's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
All right. Welcome in here to the most transparent and accountable show in all of America, in all of the world. You think all these talking heads want to put their reputations on the line and shine a light on their wrong predictions? No, of course they don't. We do, however. We're the most honest show in America.
I don't really want to. It's just a good segment idea.
So every Wednesday on both Mackie and Judd and on Purple Daily, we have two different variations of Write That Down. On this particular show, it's got to be football or Vikings-related predictions, however loosely they may be. It's got to be tied to football in some way. And we make three predictions each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns here. And if you want to be part of the predictions and part of the show, send a direct message to either me or Declan, Phil Mackey or Declan Goff, on Twitter or Instagram, and we'll get you in the mix. Bob is going to be our guest listener predictor here in just a second. But first, boys, let's get to the accountability here. Only we're off-season mode here, and not many things come off the board during the off season. So we're going to highlight some predictions that are still on the board in the absence of things coming off the board, starting with Judd. You said, during the course of the 2021 season, there will be a credible report that Justin Jefferson, the man you heard from off the top of the show, isn't happy with his role in the Vikings offense. Now, this is an awfully negative and pessimistic and I would say fatalist thought. Do you still feel this way after digesting for a few months here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think if the Vikings offense continues to run like it does, and as long as Zim is the head coach, I don't think that's changing. Yes, I think that Justin Jefferson will feel, the only question is he going to feel emboldened enough to voice those concerns? But there's enough national people now that I'm confident that if he is not more of a focal point of this offense, and more importantly than that, it's not him personally. It's going to be how he sees things, right? Like yeah. Let's say that, I mean, you would never do this, but let's say it's 2nd and 15 and you hand the ball to Dalvin Cook. That's going to drive Justin Jefferson up the wall. And I don't blame him for that.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to chirp this year, but you know, all great receivers that don't feel like they're being featured enough, whether they're divas or whether they just want, like Diggs isn't really a diva.
If I get this,
but he did chirp.
If he chirps right after the season, Do I get this? So like if the season comes to an end and then in the exit Zoom calls, he chirps, do I get that point?
Declan, I don't think so. He said during the course, and Declan's the one who logs these and then I put him in the database. And the way that Declan interpreted this was during the course of the 2021 season.
But I consider the exit to be part of the course of the season. March is the new league year.
Once the Vikings have been eliminated from the regular season, or when the regular season is done or when their playoffs are done, that's when it ends. So it has to be, I would say, in that time frame. Sorry, John.
We'll cross that bridge. Yeah. We can always have a hearing of some kind.
I'll appeal.
Okay, I said the Vikings will either restructure Kirk Cousins' contract again or trade him before July 1st. Well, they're not going to trade him at this point before July 1st. I think they trade him before like March 1st.
So when does this expire?
July 1st.
Okay.
So so all of this is before July 1st. Okay. Yep. Sorry. Right. And at this point, I just don't.
They're not restructuring him because he won't do it.
The reason to restructure would have been to have more money to spend on Joe Tooney back.
And you know
March,
what,
right?
Though, Phil, star players, they don't restructure, right? Like the Chiefs, Mahomes, he said no. Oh wait, no, he didn't. He said yes. Perfect example: Stephon Diggs in Buffalo. He said no. Oh wait, no, he said yes too. Never mind. I guess certain players do restructure.
Yeah, it seems to happen around the league. Listeners had something come off the board. AJ said Kirk Cousins will not restructure his contract prior to OTAs.
All right.
That is correct. He did not.
Way to go, AJ.
And then Declan, prediction still on the board here. You have CJ Ham catching the first Vikings touchdown in 2021. This is a touchdown prediction if it happens. How confident do you feel after reading about OTAs for about a week now? Do you feel like CJ Ham is in position to catch the first Vikings touchdown?
Yes, I see the wheel route on 3rd and 8, and it'll be CJ Ham. I should actually place like an actual money bet on this because I'm guessing
he wouldn't even be listed. He would be other.
Yeah,
right?
No, you shouldn't do that.
I would put $5 on it. I would win a bunch of money on that $5. Worst case, to lose $5.
CJ Ham.
If CJ Ham catches,
Maybe I'll make a CJ Ham prediction here.
Maybe.
Take the layup, Mackie.
All right. Judd Zolgad still leading with a 40% completion rate, no touchdowns on the year. Check down Charlie. Declan, 31% completions, touchdowns. I'm at 27% and 5 touchdowns, which leads the league. And the listeners have tied me at a 27% completion rate and 1 touchdown. Give me those touchdowns. You guys and your conservative approach to
says the guy
down.
Who's tied the listeners for last.
Okay. Cowards.
Give me those touchdowns.
All right, let's get our guy in here. Bob, he is making another appearance on Purple Daily. Bob, are you ready to check down or throw the ball down the field? What's your strategy here, man?
I think at least one's a check down. Two others might be touchdown tosses. We'll see.
Love it.
Hey, by the way, did you guys see Garber actually had surgery yesterday? Yeah.
That just sounds terrible, man.
That had to have been the worst.
My God.
When the ultrasound is like, oh, we have to have surgery right now.
What do you mean, Doc? Surgery.
As I said, starting in right field for your Minnesota Twins, Mitch Garver, I will never catch again.
Why is he standing with his heels on the warning track every single time there's a batter up?
Poor guy.
Don't hit it to me. All right, so we'll do it this way. Three trips around the room, three predictions each, one at a time. We'll start with Bob, and then we'll go to Judd, Declan, back to me, Phil. And let's get it, Bob. Start us off.
All right. At least three quarterbacks will play for the Vikings this season. Not going to say start, because someone could mop up, and then someone else will start the next game, whatever, but at least three.
And just for clarification, we're not counting like if there's not a gimmick play. And right. Okay.
They have to actually have the title of quarterback.
Okay. I'm trying to think of so the two of them are obvious, but I guess right now Jake Browning is the backup right now.
What is it? A lot of teams will do this, right? They'll have their second stringer not be the guy they want to start. They'll just have that. So say Jake Browning comes in and fills in for Cousins. Because he's injured, you know, and then the next game, Mond maybe starts the new era or something like that.
Also, I could see a scenario with the extra game too. The Vikings are so far out front in the NFC that they have two games at the end of the year where they're resting starters. And they can just alternate those two backup quarterbacks.
Oh yeah, that's most likely. Write that down. Yeah, no, you're expecting disaster.
They're not undefeated because they'd want to push forward and finish undefeated, but they have like one loss and they're four games up on the rest of the teams, and they can just coast it.
This is a Spurgeon win will start prediction, is what this is.
All right, Judd, you're up next.
The Detroit Lions will win six or fewer games this season under Man Campbell. The Lions will win six or fewer, so I'm not putting it on the exact number, but they will win six or fewer games under Dan Campbell this season.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to
All right. Awfully violent. I think somebody has some anger management issues.
Somebody does.
Write that down.
Might need counseling. All right.
Over to Declan.
All right, so the Vikings now have $13.9 million in cap space post June 1st designations. That's the 13th most, actually, in the NFL, believe it or not. The Jaguars have like $40 million cap space still, which is insane. Yeah. But I will say, and this is a little bit of a hedge because I've made a similar prediction before, but between now and next week's Write That Down, the Vikings will sign a free agent with at least 3 years NFL experience. So I want this to come off the board in the next week. So technically, I guess two of them could come off, but I want this one to come off next week. The Vikings will announce a free agent signing between now and next week's Write That Down with 3 years NFL experience.
I like it. Yeah, this is sort of there's always another flurry of activity after the June 1st designations because teams officially have cap space. It's also, if I may
write that down,
make a prediction, it's also the window where Aaron Rodgers' watch officially starts because it's going to, I mean, the Packers are going to have to swallow hard on a cap number regardless of when they were to trade Aaron Rodgers, but it becomes a little more reasonable in terms of how much money they'd have to eat now that we're past June 1st. And so I'm already on the record saying that Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded at some point, I think by August 1st. Mm-hmm. And so I want to add this prediction to the mix. Write this down.
Write that down.
Aaron Rodgers will be traded to an AFC team by August 1st. No, I already have the August 1st. I'll just say to an AFC team.
Just an AFC team.
He'll be traded to an AFC team.
Okay.
Yep. Did somebody else already make the AFC team prediction?
Judd or
Declan, did you?
Maybe. I have a Broncos, Teddy, and Aaron run combined. Okay. Like, I have something like that, but I don't think I made that specific one.
So, and just to be clear, he'll be traded to an AFC team before the season starts, just to
before
put an end date on
the
it.
Season starts.
I just want another Aaron Rodgers prediction out into the
write that down.
Ether there. All right. Oh, back over to Bob.
So this one's probably more of a check down, I hope. But Danielle Hunter will have 12 or more sacks this season.
Yeah, I mean, Judd has him on eight or more, so it's not as much of a check down as Judd has out there.
I put eight or more. Well, you never know with a guy with a bad neck.
I was going to say 15, but I'm going to do something else instead.
Ooh, 15 would be aggressive.
All right, Judd, your second prediction.
All right, going off Declan's prediction, I will up it slightly by giving you a name. The Vikings will sign Geno Atkins this offseason.
Wow.
The Vikings will sign Geno Atkins this offseason.
Is this reporter Judd that's making this prediction, or is this speculative Judd making this prediction?
Right
or
now,
a combo.
Right now, it's a combo. I'll just say that. Right now it's a combo. Right now it's a combination. But let's just say it makes some sense, and they do have enough cap space that teams are probably in a position with Atkins to give him a take it or leave it type of offer, and Geno Atkins might want to be reunited with Mike Zimmer in a role that would suit him well.
And if you're the Vikings, you're sitting on what, $13.9 million in cap space.
Yeah, that's
you know,
fine.
You got enough. You could restructure a couple of contracts. I think Harrison Smith and Danielle Hunter are both in the mix for some restructures.
Well, Harrison Smith is for sure. Makes sense.
Yep. He has no guaranteed money left.
Yep. So,
all right, Declan.
All right. My second prediction, another Packers one as well. Blake Bortles will be the week one starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, my.
Just going to throw it out. I heard he was doing, I think he was working with the ones today at OTAs. I believe I saw some reports from Packers followers. But yes, Blake Bortles will be the Green Bay Packers week one starting quarterback.
Was Jordan Love just bad? Like, is he not picking up the system? What's going on with Jordan Love?
Dude, that is hilarious. Yeah, there's reports out there. Well, I mean, my God.
I've seen the reports.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
It's also pressure for the guy. He didn't expect to have to be in this position.
Oh, poor
Packers, man. You got to feel terrible for the Packers.
Really yeah, 30 some odd years.
Yeah, and then you kick a field 30 goal years. Down 8. Yeah, so really dumb thing.
All right, write this down, okay? Kellen Mond, I think he's going to have a big preseason. We love it. And I think what's going to happen, he's going to play a lot of second half preseason football, right? And what do we have? Is it three preseason games this year? So write this down. Kellen Mond will account for, either with his legs or arm, at least 5 touchdowns in the preseason. Kellen Mond, at least 5 touchdowns in the preseason.
Right.
He's going to be a little Kyle Sloter.
Oh, and we'll be calling for him then.
Oh, yeah.
If it's 5, I'll be calling for him.
Yeah.
Week 1.
All right, Bob, your final prediction, sir.
All right, so this last one I did a little bit of research on for the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year. So since 2010, quarterbacks and running backs have accounted for 10 of the last 11. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say a non-quarterback or running back will win the Offensive AP Rookie of the Year.
A non-quarterback or running back?
Yeah, so non of those two. So wide receiver, tight end,
right.
Offensive lineman.
Sure.
So
what would it take for a left guard to win
Christian Darrisaw wins it.
Yeah, well, we never get a meat and potatoes, you know, we never get the right guard. It was just amazing. He had 7 pancake blocks in week 13.
I'm thinking more of the lines of the tight end. What's his name?
Pitts. Yeah.
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 Oh, Declan's guy.
They've never, a tight end has never won it, by the way.
Yeah. No, so I mean, there's just
a hole on that limb.
That's a touchdown pass right there, Bob.
That is touchdown pass.
Yeah, Bob, since you've got this wonderful, life-changing platform here, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that got you back to this point?
You know, I just want to thank you guys for putting out so much content. I walk my dog for about an hour or so a day, and it works out really well. So, and also, actually, I want to thank Declan on the Mackie and Judd feeds. Of putting the times at which the subject changes, because I'm not a huge hockey guy, so I can skip a lot of it. And when I am a hockey guy, I'm not a Wild guy.
Wow. So
who's your team?
Avalanche.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Come on, Bob.
Fun. Yeah.
Come on, Bob.
I used to live out there, so you know, they're winning Stanley Cups. I grew up with the North Stars. Once they left,
I'm with you. That's cool.
I needed a new team. And that's then fair. Then when I lived there, they got named the Wild, and I decided that was the dumbest name ever.
All right, Bob, you just convinced me.
Just to screw with Bob, we're going to start changing up the timestamps.
Yeah, I know.
Into clicking on Wild content.
Yeah,
time for
about that, actually.
All caps. Wow, listen to this Judd Twins take, and it's Wild conversation. Sorry, Bob.
For Bob. Yep.
All right, Bob. Thanks for coming on again.
Yeah,
we'll
thanks,
do it
guys.
Again.
Appreciate it.
That's a guest listener predictor, Bob, here on Purple Daily. Write that down, and we go back to Judd. Your final prediction.
Write that down.
Urban Meyer will not last more than 2 years as coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Did you see Urban
Meyer? He's going to be around for 1 or 2 years. I think this is going to be quick.
Yep.
He made a guest appearance on the AEW wrestling pay-per-view. They had a match that took place in and around the Jaguar Stadium.
Oh, my God.
And they wound up in – it was Chris Jericho and his opponent wound up in Urban Meyer's office. And Urban stands up from his desk as they burst in and they're wrestling – and I think Urban handed a laptop computer to Jericho to hit his opponent over the head with.
That is correct. That happened.
This is not going to work. I just don't think it's going to work.
He literally said, Jericho said to Urban, hand me that laptop. And then he did, and he smacked it over the guy. It was awesome.
It's hilarious, man. Love it.
Write that down.
Dude, Tim Tebow looks jacked. I don't know, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly part of the problem.
Yeah.
All right, Declan, your final prediction of the week.
All right. I'll make a Dalvin Cook prediction. Our friend the show, Courtney Cronin, wrote a Dalvin Cook piece this morning about keeping him fresh and because of his big amount of touches last year. I believe last year for Dalvin Cook, he had 356 touches, which was second, I believe, in all of all running backs.
Yeah, he was definitely headed toward 400 touches,
so
if not for
I will injury. Just say that Dalvin Cook will have more than 300 touches in 2021. He will have more than he could have less. Like, he's going to break down. I think it's
so you're
gonna
basically saying
down.
he's gonna get hurt, but
no,
not
too
hurt.
I'm gonna say he's not gonna get hurt, and he's still gonna remain mostly pretty healthy. So it's gonna be 300 touches or more, because most likely he's gonna break down, and he won't get 300 touches, in my opinion.
Make it 350, you coward.
No, it'll be 300. I want the point. So 300 touches. You can make your own predictions. Your show, but I'm just making
actually
mine.
Write that down.
All right, you know what? Screw it. Write this down. Dalvin Cook will go over 400 touches in 2021 regular season. Got the extra game. Yeah. He's going to stay healthy.
Right.
Over 400 touches for Dalvin Cook in 2021. And then I would be selling him from my fantasy dynasty leagues going into 2022 if that were the case.
If Phil is right, my Justin Jefferson complaining prediction comes true for sure.
Yeah.
If Dalvin Cook has 400 plus touches, there is no way that the young man is going to hold his tongue, nor should he, about how this offense is run.
That is so true.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Mid-Wakanton Sioux Community.
Speaking of Dalvin Cook, an interesting nugget about him in just a second, but those Write That Down predictions were powered by our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. They've been helping business owners in the Twin Cities for over 100 years. They're based in Owatonna. They are Minnesota sports fans, just like everyone here. Masochistic, I know. But you can find out more about the risk management tools and guidance the Federated can provide your business at federatedinsurance.com. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. All right, boys. We love off-season lists on this show.
Football.
Just
look for it.
Inject off-season lists into our veins.
And everyone does one now, which is the best part.
And so oftentimes you'll get the NFL.com, NFL Network, top 100, right, where it's a consensus. They talk to players, and that's good. And then you'll get like the ESPN.com where they do like all of the writers. It'll be like an aggregate opinion of all the writers. But over on CBSSports.com, one man and one man only plays God for the top 100 players in the NFL, and his name is Pete Prisco.
Football.
Pete Prisco, according to only Pete Prisco, ranks the top 100 players, according to Pete Prisco, in the NFL right now, okay? I'm going to go through a few of these, and then I'll tell you which Vikings players were on this list. Big-time credit to our executive producer, Declan, for sniffing out this list. This is great stuff.
No problem. Okay? My job.
He just Googles NFL list every time he wakes up.
Honestly, I do.
My God, he went to CBSSports.com. Way to go, because I sure don't.
So number one is Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be that shocking, right? Nope. Number two, Aaron Donald. Just one of the great defensive linemen of all time. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, 3 and 4. You guys have any problems with this list so far?
Brady's too high, but that's fine.
I think it's too high.
Like, as a player, I think he's too high.
Travis Kelce, 5. TJ Watt, 6. Devontae Adams, 7.
I like
that. Feels
a
little high.
Yeah, that's
TJ Watt is where? TJ Watt is where?
TJ Watt is 6. He led the NFL last year with 15 sacks, was runner up as defensive player.
He's still not 6, but that's cool.
So Devontae Adams is amazing, and I get that he scored a billion touchdowns last year. don't you have to factor in who's throwing him the ball? He's still one of the, I mean,
he's on great. He's good.
Is he, would you say definitively that Davante Adams is a top 10 overall player in the league?
I think he's probably nine or 10, I guess. I don't, he's the best, I think he's the best wide receiver in the league.
Pete Prisco did, Declan, and that's all that matters.
I think he is. I do think he's the best
wide receiver. Pete Prisco.
All right. Russell Wilson, 8. Myles Garrett, 9. Josh Allen, 10 on this list. Derrick Henry, 11. Stephon Diggs, 12. And now I'm going to give you the Vikings because we're not going to go through this whole thing. So Vikings players on this list. The top Vikings player is Dalvin Cook, which is interesting. He's at 19. So Pete Prisco has him as a top 20 overall player in the league. Your thoughts?
Yeah, probably not. I would put him. Yeah, I'd probably not. I probably would not make him a top 20 player. I probably would put him, and this is splitting hairs completely. I would probably put Dalvin Cook between 20 and 30 is where I would probably put him. But this list is so subjective that it's hard to debate it too much.
Derrick Henry is another running back above him at 11, and that's it. That's the only other running back he has in front of him. I think Dalvin is such a great Swiss Army knife that can catch passes.
Yeah, but if he was used like that, I agree, but he's not. That's the problem. I've pushed the Vikings for years and they don't pick up the phone and they don't take my texts. If they used him like you just said, Phil, then he probably is, but they really don't.
Well,
like,
he caught 44 passes.
But you could split him out wide. You could use him in different ways. You could be more creative. West Coast offense. I know I'm not Clint Kubiak. That's the thing. I'm a progressive mind.
Okay, Mike Martz. Yeah, okay,
right.
Let's.
Yeah, exactly. Right, Mike Martz.
Easy.
Anyway, it's not. Unfair.
So I think he's a top 20 to 25 overall. Like, just in terms of now positional value, maybe pushes him out of the 20, but I have no problem with this. Justin Jefferson is 45th. I'll speed through this and you tell me your thoughts. Justin Jefferson, 45th. Danielle Hunter, 75. Harrison Smith, 77. Kirk Cousins, 93rd. Adam Thielen, 97th. Mm-hmm. Danielle Hunter feels really low, but I understand having not played for a year, coming off a neck injury, I get why he's 75th. But if he's fully healthy, he's for sure top 50. Yes. Maybe even the top guy on this Vikings.
I was going to say, he might be. I think if he is coming off a normal year for him, he should be the top Viking and above Cook. And I like Cook a lot. But and Jefferson, Pete Prisco, come on, dude. Be ahead of the curve. He should be higher. Justin Jefferson, he basically didn't play for, the first two or three games of 2020? And then exploded on the scene and was absolutely dynamic and fantastic. Justin Jefferson to me, 45, too low, a little higher. Right.
This might be a hot take. And by the way, Stephon Diggs is in the top 15. So I know that Diggs and Davante Adams are much more established and Justin Jefferson's only been doing it for 1 year. I think by the end of this year, there will be little to no gap between Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, and Davante Adams. Part of it is, those offenses, especially Buffalo threw the ball so much last year. They're just catering more to targeting those receivers.
Correct.
In the case of Green Bay, they don't have an Adam Thielen.
They've got no second receiver.
So those guys are amazing, but I just feel like, and maybe this is a homer hot take, but I just think Justin Jefferson is going to be considered on the level of Diggs and Davante Adams after this year's over. Put him at 45. It's fine. Make him prove it for another season. Some of it's just, he's only been doing it for a year. Are there any other, the one that stands out that maybe should be on this list, Eric Kendricks is one of the best linebackers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a little odd that he's not on this list. Are there any other Vikings you felt like got totally snubbed and should be on this top 100 list?
Kendricks was my primary one. And I think Kendricks has to be on the list. Like, I don't get how he's not in that list at all. And I think Pete Prisco put him in a large group of just missed. I guess I don't get why Kendrick just missed. Is it because he was hurt at the end of 2020 or what? But yeah, that was the one that stood out to me. And in fact, possible hot take from me here. Eric Kendricks to me should be on this list before Kirk is.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I mean, Kirk's good, but Eric Kendricks being left off, he is one of their right now best defensive players with Danielle out. I mean, think about it, it doesn't make a lot of sense why you wouldn't put him in the list.
Some of this is what's hard about these lists is when you talk about position value, a quarterback is so much more value than almost any other position. You're like, he's almost stripped. Like, Aaron Donald is not the second most valuable player in the league. A quarterback would be the second most valuable player in the league. But if you're just talking about all positions sort of equal and how good are you at your position relative to other players, Aaron Donald is better at his position relative to his peers than like most quarterbacks are. He's the Patrick Mahomes of interior defensive linemen. You could make a case that Eric Kendricks is better relative to his position competition than Kirk Cousins is.
Yeah, he
is.
You
could make that case. Justin Jefferson, you could make that case. Now, Cousins is top, you know, he's top, well.
He's like 92, isn't he? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying relative to Kirk's
just
position,
outside the top 10.
He's not one of the 10 best players at his position.
Right, yeah.
Correct. And there's only you know, 32 starters at his position. So he's in like the 66th percentile or something.
Right.
Kendricks is higher than that at linebacker.
Correct.
But he's not as valuable as Cousins because he's not driving the offense. So, yeah. That's probably it, though. I don't think there's any other major snubs on here. Yeah, he's got Dalvin Cook above Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack at 20.
Yeah, see,
Christian McCaffrey at 21, George Kittle at 22, Deshaun Watson 23. So he's very, very high in Dalvin Cook, and I cannot fault him too much for that.
So I'll give you three guys who, if the Vikings achieve the success that they need to or should in 2021, I'll give you three guys that will be on this list potentially next year at this time, okay? Cam Dantzler. Cam Dantzler could jump into it. I think that he has to, if he matures and stays healthy, I think he could definitely be a factor.
Yeah.
Brian O'Neill has turned himself into a really good player. Like that draft pick was really solid. And then one of these two, if things go according to plan, one of these two guys will at least be fighting for a position near this list, if not in the back half. Dalvin Tomlinson or Michael Pierce.
Okay.
Like one of those guys is going to have, if the Vikings are successful, a huge year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like Pete Prisco. Thank you for the list. We love lists. Great fodder in the off season.
Yeah. Jefferson should be higher, though. I do have to admit that bothers me a little bit.
Some more things on the horizon on Purple Daily this week and next week. So we will definitely do some recapping of some media availability at OTAs today. We'll get into some of that. The Geno Atkins thing warrants a little bit more discussion. Maybe we can do that on tomorrow. Reckless Speculation Thursday action on the show. So thanks for hanging with us. Daily Vikings entertainment here. Even during the doldrums of the offseason, we will whet your Vikings appetite here. It's Mackie. It's Judd. It's executive producer Declan. And all of this powered by our friends at TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. See you guys tomorrow.